Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When I came back from the field, I was just talking with Coach Randy, talking with Coach C, and the team kind of said, and I say the team, you know, it's Colbert, it's everybody, was kind of like, let this thing play out, because I think it was still the unknown of the injury. What they were probably worried about is making it worse, right? Because we didn't know what the injury was. And so if you go on the field and you make it worse, could you be lost to the season? Who really knows? You know, I think it just was the unknown. And so when I told Coach, I said, hey, you know, he asked how I was doing. So I'm all right. I'll give you everything I got. Let's wait and see kind of how this thing plays out. And I think that was the decision of the team. Because at that time, that drive, Josh, that they were kind of driving, I don't remember the exact specific point, but the coach and I were having communications. And I was just trying to stay loose. I threw a couple times and told him that I'll go if you need me to. And then at some point, it was either our last drive or when they had the ball. Not on their last drive, but the drive before I went in. I don't remember specifically. I don't remember the exact words, but a coach kind of said, hey, I'm going to put you in, or, you know, let's go after this series, regardless of what happened. You know, regardless if they score or anything, I was going to give it a shot to go back in, because, you know, he just felt like it was time to try and give us a spot. Whatever it is, you have to ask him. But they ended up going down and scoring, of course, and it looks like I came in just because they scored. But I think coach's plan the whole time was for me to come in the next series anyway.
That was Ben Roethlisberger on how he got back into the game. You can listen to the morning show Friday for your chance to win two VIP tickets to a December 15th signing at the Block at Northway from 3 to 5 featuring Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, Elvin Dupree, and Mike Hilton. It's brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises with all your sports holiday gift must-haves. At this point, Bud Dupree is so bad, I am no longer calling him that. He's going to go by Alvin until I see him make a few
he
plays.
He is by far the second greatest athlete who uses Bud as a nickname behind boxer Terrence Bud Crawford, who might be the best in
pound
the world.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound king.
So you heard Ben say the unknown. They were waiting. They were hesitant to put me back in because of the unknown. If they didn't know what was going on with him, and he admitted in that clip that going in could have made an injury worse, how in the world can they, in like a clear conscious kind of situation, put him back in the game? And he said, he basically followed up on that and said, well, it wasn't about the score. It was just that things were going so poorly. Without saying the guy's name, Josh Dobbs was playing so bad that they felt like they were left no choice, that they had to risk it with me.
If Dobbs gets the game to 21-10 at any point in time, there is no chance. I think they just ride it out. Even if the Raiders cut into it to make it 21-17, I still think the Steelers just ride it out and say we can try to get through this. But it was that he was so bad. That actually reads as almost, in a weird way, a defense of Mike Tomlin, that he, at the very least, recognized that things were going poorly enough before they even trailed in the game that he decided he had to hit the emergency box. But it throws complete cold water on the laughable idea that it was an X-ray machine. All this is we thought we could get by with our backup because our coach loves the backup, and we couldn't. And by the time we actually put in the starter, he did his job, but it was too late. Our defense is so catastrophically bad, they still blew the game. Oh, and our kicker helped blow the game too.
If Ben has a mysterious rib injury and you can't tell what's wrong, there's no situation in which he should go back into the game. Unless he is well aware
of the risks.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to make the player acutely aware of what they are putting at peril there.
But see, I don't even think you can do that anymore. I think that's something you could do 10 years ago. I don't think you can do that anymore.
I disagree. I think there's, like, not plausible deniability is not the phrase I'm looking for, but you've covered your ass. If you have made it clear to him and he has said verbally, I know what you're saying to me, and I know what the risks are, and I am willing to accept that risk. I know it wouldn't hold up in a court of law, maybe, in civil court, but I would feel in that moment like, hey, he's given his okay to this.
Right,
so
but don't you think
forward.
A broken rib situation is one where we're not just talking about a broken arm or a broken finger or
If it's the Super Bowl, he's going back in, though. Yeah, we say it's a broken rib. It could puncture an internal organ. It could kill the guy if the wrong organ gets hit with a piece of rib.
Ben talked about with the clavicle injury that he could have punctured an aorta and died.
I'm acutely aware of that one, too. But if it's the Super Bowl, he's going back in and playing. Do you agree? Of course he is.
Do you think he'd go back into the Super Bowl with a concussion?
Yes. I thought he went back into
This NFL is a farce. And just stop with...
Do you disagree with me?
Well, no, but if you're saying that's true, then everything they're trying to convince us of with, like, making sure that the health of players comes first is total crap. If you think a guy can get himself back into the Super Bowl with a concussion, then you might as well just tell everybody that, you know, when you come to play in our league, you basically have to sign a waiver that says, this is going to kill you, and you can't sue us.
I mean, I just think guys would want to come back. Would they actually come back, depending on whether the team would let them? I think any guy would lobby to get back in the Super Bowl with a concussion, Ben included. Didn't he try to get back into a Bengals game with concussion? Or was that, they called that a shoulder injury? I seem to recall him getting hit hard enough that we all thought he was concussed, and then he ended up magically back in the game.
Vince is on the fan. Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm an X-ray tech.
Okay.
I've been an X-ray tech for over 20 years. I work in a level 1 trauma center in downtown Pittsburgh. I see this stuff every day, injuries like this. With a two-dimensional plain film X-ray, you get it. It's like looking at a picture on the wall. So everything from Ben's chest, the front of him, to the back of him is smashed onto one picture. You understand that?
Yeah.
So when...
Here, let me just cut to the chase.
Yeah, let's get to layman's terms here.
Is their excuse here plausible to you as an X-ray tech?
Yes, it is. So you're looking at, you're almost.
No, I get it. Everything's two-dimensional, so you can't see the entire chest.
But hold on. But they're saying it's because it's old. Are new X-ray machines like this too, or just old ones?
No, you know what? I can do the same X-ray on ribs that I can do on a machine that's 50 years old. That I can do on a machine that's all it is an X-ray tube and your film system.
Okay, so then are you telling me if it's a complaint with the X-ray process, that's fine, but the age of the X-ray machine has nothing to do with it?
No, it shouldn't.
That's their excuse. Thank you. End of story. Their excuse is it's old. That's what they said. Old, dated are the words.
What he's actually saying to me there, or my interpretation of what Vince is saying, is in a lot of cases where there's a rib injury, most team doctors wouldn't be able to definitively clear a guy.
We need an MRI.
We need an MRI. We need better technology. Doesn't that support what I've been telling you, that they're going to throw guys in even at potential peril if they don't think something is clearly broken? If you can't see it on a 2D where a rib is snapped in half.
It tells me that an X-ray isn't good enough, and it wouldn't matter if the X-ray machine was installed yesterday or 30 years ago.
Correct.
But that's not the excuse they're falling back on.
No, they're saying because it was a bad X-ray machine.
And you know what? The rebuttal from them might be, well, these guys aren't doctors. But guess what? They've had 2 days to come up with their excuse here.
I don't know. Like, I believe a guy. I don't think a guy just calls into the show and says, I'm an X-ray tech just because
I'm not disagreeing with Vince.
No, I know. I'm just saying, and if the team said these guys aren't doctors, great, but if they work on X-ray machines, they probably know what the hell they're talking about. I don't know.
What I'm trying to say, Chris, is they might say that what Tomlin and Ben's, the Steelers might say what Tomlin and Ben said about it being old.
Okay, I got you.
Isn't what they meant.
Okay, I got you, because they're not actual doctors.
Right.
Dr. Bradley had more information. You know what, then? How about Dr. James Bradley?
Talks.
I mean, we could get a 2-for-1 here. Perhaps Tom Bradley gets fired from a position he's woefully underqualified for, and James Bradley gives us some clarity on this. There's a thought.
So the Steelers are putting this on the X-ray machine. Another thing that people have asked about since this game was how hard Ben was pushing to get back in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.